And welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we went to break, I was talking about a young man named Kevin Ford, who's 54 years old, who, worked at Burger King, has worked at Burger King in Las Vegas for 27 years. He's 54 years old. And on his 27th year, without missing a day or being late, he received a goodie bag, Starbucks reusable tumbler, a bag of Reese's candy, pens, and two rolls of Lifesavers. And I forgot the other thing, Sam, and I would be remiss, and I really, by leaving this out, maybe it straightens things out a little bit more. He got a piece of chocolate cake.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fine. Yeah, then. Totally. That I bet that was a $1,000 piece of chocolate cake there.
That makes it a little better.
Oh, my goodness.
But this video went out on TikTok, and people were just frustrated and angry. Here's some of the responses. Did they really only give him one movie ticket? I forgot. And he got one movie ticket in the bag. And he's so humble and kind about it. This pisses me off so much. He deserves so much more. Another person commented on Read It. Many of the other responses from commenters pointed out that Ford's gift really didn't quite match up with expectations, which may be why Ford's daughter decided to step in to honor her father's dedication to his food service job. My name is Sayana. The man in that video is my father. He has worked at his job for 27 years and, yes, has never been late or missed a day of work. So she set up a GoFundMe page, and thus far it has reached over $50,000.
That is so sweet. More than deserved.
You know, we live in the kind of society that at times stories like this just go by. Mm-hmm. And people don't give it a second thought. Well, just some poor soul who doesn't know any better. He's staying on a job that he should have been an entry-level job, and he should have known better. He should have moved on. But no, there are people in the world who don't know better, and they do the best they can, and they don't understand things. That's just the reality of it. And this guy reminds me of the young man that I'm raising in his life, in the future of his future, and he would not understand that that's an entry-level position. And I worry sometimes about, what happens in his future. But a society that comes to the rescue gives me faith in humanity, because this guy, this $50,000 to him, he probably hasn't made that much more than that in his life. Because at Burger King, you don't get full time, right? I mean, they're not going to give you that kind of time, because then they have to pay benefits. So to the credit of all of those who did the right thing, congratulations. I'm just, so full this morning with grace that people did the right thing. Where am I going with this? There's so much. I'm trying not to get into what everybody knows we're going to be getting into right away. But I want to begin kind of tread lightly with what has taken place with the Supreme Court decision. I'm going to go here first, and then we'll get there. I'm watching the conservatives and Republicans again. I talk about them every day. And people say, well, you shouldn't be talking to, oh, it's not all of us. All of us aren't like that. Excuse me. If all of you aren't like that, and you know that your brethren are like that, then what's the old axiom? Birds of a feather flock together. You can't say that my brethren are doing all these negative, horrible, horrific things, but they're still my brothers, and I still support them 100%. Oh, you do? Then what does that make you? What does that make you? You're watching as these people are dismantling this government, this country, creating a civil war. It's what is taking place here. Make no mistake at all about it. The plan of the Republican Party and the Republican movement is to create a civil war. Maybe not to the degree of the original Civil War, but they have declared war on anybody who is not a conservative. And if you don't see that, you know, then maybe, you know, you need to reassess the things that you are supporting. Block by block, brick by brick, they are creating this war. And this war is going to be the death knell of this country. I said earlier about all the other things that are going on in this country, you know, before I was talking about the last story. And what I'm talking about and what's at the root of all of it is the fact that Republicans have declared war on anyone who's not a Republican or a conservative. And if you can't see that, I'm sorry. If you're on the other side of that equation and you're not a Republican or a conservative, and you're a Democrat or a progressive, and you can't see or you don't believe that you are under attack, you are under assault, a withering, withering attack and assault, that they are taking your rights away, not just with Roe versus Wade. If you can't see what their overall plan is, then shame on you. You'll find out. You'll soon come to find out. There can be no middle of the road in this battle. You're either on the left or you're on the right. There is no in between. Well, I'm a libertarian. I don't agree with the things that the Republicans are doing, but my God, that Joe Biden, I can't stand what Joe Biden is doing. He is destroying our country. Oh, he is he? You can't stand or tolerate some of the things that Joe Biden has done, but you're willing to settle for supporting somebody whose goal it is to destroy the society? I truly don't understand that. I really don't. And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You'll soon see. You'll come to the realization that what those folk are doing on the right is going to be detrimental to all of us. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.